2016 Verizon Vikings training camp continues here in Mankato. We have a special guest to talk some football. It's Mike Garofalo from NFL Network. Keeps his eye on all things NFL, but he's got his eye on the Vikings right now, and we're going to ask him a few questions about what's going on behind us. You've been here now for a few hours.
I know what's going on behind us.
Lots of noise. But these are things that happen at training camp that you just have to be used to. So you're used to talking over the noise. Talk over the noise about the Vikings and what you see so far.
I usually talk about the noise. No, I'm impressed with this team just based on what I saw last year, what I heard coming in, the depth of the roster. And it all comes down to me to Teddy Bridgewater and taking that step forward and seeing what more they're going to ask of him this year. And out from what I saw today, impressive. And the ball is where it needs to be, and he's making smart decisions. He had one that got tipped and intercepted by Everson Griffin, just a nice play. But very impressive, and he looks like he's got command and he's got confidence, and you know what you're going to have in the running game. So offensively, this team should be even better than it was last year, and you got a lot of confidence the defense is going to continue to be good too.
Yeah, and that's what's interesting about this team is this is such a quarterback-driven league, so we always talk about the quarterbacks. But isn't Mike Zimmer team going to be a defensive team? So from outside the building, how do you balance those two things?
Yeah, I do think that in this league you need to do more than that, though. I mean, at some point you're going to have to ask him to do a little bit more. But for what they're asking him to do, and it's not even game manager. I mean, I know that's a negative term, and he's not so much a game manager. His decisions that he makes where he's not squeezing balls into tight spots, they like it. And they've liked it, his progression for the first couple of years. So, and I'm okay with that. I mean, you can't turn a guy into a 5,000-yard passer if you don't think he's there, or at least not there at this point in his career. So I do believe that you need a little bit more. You do need to throw the ball a little bit more. And maybe we're going to see that this year. And I think we will see that this year. And I think that was the addition of Laquon Treadwell, was to get a little bit more of that. We'll see what he can provide as a rookie. But Stephon Diggs is certainly a weapon. You saw that with that one-handed catch out there today, which was absolutely gorgeous. I tweeted, it was a perfect pass that he made with a one-handed catch. And people said, well, if he made a one-handed catch, it means the pass wasn't perfect. I was here. I saw it. It was perfect. It's the only spot he could put it. And it was a fantastic catch. Really pretty play.
You can follow Mr. Garofalo on Twitter. His Twitter handle is at the lower third at the beginning of the interview, so check out all of his reaction from Vikings training camp there and also on NFL Network. Last question before we go. Yeah. The NFC North, how do you break it down for 2016?
I've got Vikings and Packers going at it, and it starts in week two in the first game at the new stadium, which should be phenomenal. I covered the Giants' first game. The Cowboys' first game in Dallas when they hosted the Giants. It was a week two Sunday night game, just like this is going to be. And it was a phenomenal atmosphere. So I'd imagine that not only are the Vikings and their fans going to be pumped up, the Packers are going to want to spoil the party. So I'm really looking forward to that game early on. But I think these two teams are neck and neck. And it could come down to a late season push here and the second meeting between these. So when is the second meeting? Is it week 17?
Mm-hmm. It is week 17.
Well, it's Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Eve, so it's week 16. So we're going to try and spoil Christmas in Green Bay.
There you go. That's another. They're going to try and spoil your opener. You're going to try and spoil their Christmas, and I'm going to enjoy both.
And I hope you've enjoyed your time in Mankato. This is your first Vikings training camp appearance.
It is my first Vikings, but it won't be my last because I've enjoyed my time here. It's good access for the media, and it's beautiful. Beautiful day.
It's not always freezing cold here in Minnesota.
I never said that. Right. But when it gets freezing cold, it hurts your bones.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate your time.
You got it, man.